Archers for the week 20 to 25 November 2005.
Ed needs to make a very important phone call.
Well, the car's gone.
I told you it'd be all right. Now, where did I put the key?
Look, you're sure your mum and dad ain't going to walk in on us?
Well, here it is. Now, honestly, the service will still be going on and they always hang around chatting afterwards for ages.
I could just have rung Andrew on mobile again.
It's going to be a long conversation, though, isn't it? And we can't afford it. Can you push George in?
Well, they weren't there last time I tried anyway. Well,
Sunday morning should be a good time. Look, come on.
Yeah, all right. Just worried about your mum and dad seeing a strange number on the bill.
There's no need to worry. They won't. They get their weekend calls for free, otherwise they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Ed, you do want to do this, don't you? I don't want to push you if you've changed your mind.
Of course I do.
Right. Well, the sooner we can get away from this place, the better. The looks people are giving me.
No. I just don't like asking favours.
You're doing them a favour, wanting to start your job early.
I suppose they might look at it like that.
You tell them you want to start next week. They'll be well impressed.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, we'd better get on with it then, before George wakes up.
Yeah, well, your mum and dad come back. I just never think I'm very good on the phone.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, that'd make a great impression, wouldn't it?
You'll be fine.
Yeah. God, I just hope they're in this time. These false starts have made me nervous.
You'll be absolutely fine. Think of it, Ed. France, just the three of us. I can't wait.
Well, let me go then so I can dial the number.
Right. Is it ringing?
Yeah, I might get the answer phone again. Oh, hello, Andrew. It's Ed Grundy here.
Morning, Clary.
Morning, Alan. I really enjoyed your sermon.
Oh, thanks. Well, if you can't give a rousing sermon on Stirrup Sunday...
Yeah, very appropriate.
You off to do your Christmas puddings, eh?
No. I hadn't even started to think about Christmas. Well, with all that's been going on.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know, then, I thought it would be all round the village.
Well, I didn't want to be intrusive. I know you're quite a private person.
Chance would be a fine thing.
But if you ever do want to talk... about anything, really. You know I'll be glad to.
Thank you. It's just also... no, I don't know where I am with it.
I can imagine.
Stir up Sunday. We're stirred up all right.
Yeah.
You know, William and Edward used to love it when they was little, helping me with the puddings.
Oh, it's a lovely tradition.
William were always very serious about it. Everything had to be absolutely right.
He was a serious young man.
Edward were a bit more slapdash. Well, he were littler. And now...
oh, Clary, I'm so sorry.
I just don't know what happened. Where did it all start going wrong?
Well, if they were close once, you have to hope it'll count for something.
No, it makes it worse. I don't see how it's ever going to come right now.
It's also new to everyone, and no one's had time to get used to it, really.
It's not just William and Edward, you know. Me and Eddie. It's our wedding anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
Don't seem like we've got much to celebrate.
My word, that's an impressive collection of ingredients.
Jill gave me a list. She doesn't do things by heart.
I'm very impressed.
Not doing it on me own. Jill's coming round after church. I'm just her sous chef.
Oh, I see.
And the children will help, of course. Put the silver sixpence in. Where's it gone?
I'm always surprised no one chokes on that.
Oh, here it is. Josh did one year, and David nearly broke a tooth on the thimble.
Dangerous time, Christmas.
Should be a bit quieter for us this year. Mm. We're planning on having Christmas lunch here.
I thought you usually did. Doesn't Jill help cook that too?
Yeah, but this year Elizabeth's invited everyone up to Lower Loxley.
Has she?
Yeah. She'd already planned to cater for everyone before Julia died.
And do you think she's still up to it?
She says she is. To be honest, I think she just wants to have as much of a family Christmas as she can. Mm. For Nida and the twins as much as anything.
Of course. How are they all coping?
Okay, I think. It always helps once the funeral's out of the way, doesn't it?
That's true.
And I think Nigel and Lewis have both been touched by all the support they've had. So we're having lunch here with Mum and then going over to Laura Loxley at tea time to spend the rest of the day there.
Well, that'll be nice. Mm. And it'll be good to see Heather.
Yeah. And we do need to stay near the farm. David's got work to do. I hope everyone will understand.
I'm sure they'll all be fine about it.
Yeah. So have you got any plans for Christmas yet?
I don't know. Are you fishing?
Of course I am. I don't often issue me friends with ultimatums. Oh, come on, Usha, put me out of me misery.
Oh, well, Alan and I are... What shall I say?
I don't know.
Walking out together, perhaps. That sounds appropriate to our age and status.
Great. And staying in together as well, I hope.
Both.
Well?
Yeah, that too. So now you can stop worrying.
And interfering.
Yeah.
All right, I will. Although if I'd known it was going to be this easy...
Oh, it wasn't entirely plain sailing. Alan had a few doubts.
Did he? What about?
Him being a vicar.
So, I should have thought Alan was the last person
Not like that. Just it being quite something for me to take on.
Well, you're up to it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Seeing that he's quite something himself.
Yeah, well, it was just a thought. Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, I will. Yeah, bye then.
He said no, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
But you explained.
Well, you heard what he said, Em.
No, you were really good. I don't understand. Why don't they want us to come?
Well, it's complicated.
Well, how is it complicated?
Let's get back to the caravan. I'll tell you all about it. I can't think straight when I'm expecting your mum and dad to come in any moment.
It's so nice to see you.
It's nice to see you too.
Come on, let's sit down. Make ourselves comfortable.
All right. I'm surprised you managed to get away so quickly.
What? With you waiting for me?
Now, you mustn't start neglecting your parishioners. That won't make you very popular.
I didn't. I stayed for coffee. There, that's better.
Yeah. I'm surprised you had time.
Well, it was only a quick one.
Very quick.
Yeah. Actually, I may have been a little short with her.
Oh, I'm sure you were fine. Linda can take it.
No, I mean, it's good of her to step in and take over the show with everything that's happened. That's not an easy task.
Of course.
And I know she'll do a great job. It's just sometimes...
She'd try the patience of a saint.
Yes, and I'm not one.
What was so urgent anyway?
She was trying to get me to audition for the play, The Spirit of Christmas. It's not filling me with Christmas spirit, I can tell you.
But don't you always support the village show?
Exactly. I'm due a year off. Well, she's forgotten how I nearly wore myself into the ground when we ended up co-directing that production a couple of years ago.
But weren't you involved in the show last year as well?
Well, I was different. I was plucked out of the audience at the last minute. I only had to do a couple of nights.
Ah, but what nights they were.
Well, no. I've got far better things to be doing with my time.
Shouldn't we be thinking about lunch?
Oh, there's ages yet. Not sure. I'm very hungry.
Aren't you?
No.
Well, you might not be, but what about Amy?
She's over at Home Farm.
Is she?
Well, she and Alice were out on the Raz last night. Doubt they're even up yet.
Oh, I see.
It was Brian's turn to be the taxi service. Is something the matter?
No, of course not. I just thought you'd invited me to, well, a family lunch, that's all.
Well, don't worry. There'll be plenty of those.
Have you said anything to her about us yet?
Well, it seemed a bit sooner. I thought I should take it gently.
In case you change your mind.
There is no danger of that. I will tell her.
I wasn't trying to rush you. I just wondered.
I'll find the moment. There is one advantage to her being out.
More Sunday lunch for us.
Now we've got the house to ourselves. No interruptions.
There, he's a bit better now, eh?
Yeah, just overdue for his feed.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. Fast asleep.
Oh, Ed, I can't believe Andrew said no.
Well, he did.
I still don't really see why.
I've explained, Em. They're not going to be there for 3 weeks. It's just taking longer to sort out than they thought.
But we could go and get stuff ready for them, be on the spot to deal with any problems.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, no, you did.
It's just not what they want.
I don't see why.
Well, they don't want us there until they're properly settled themselves.
It could be weeks.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I can stand it.
Look, whatever I said, it wasn't going to make a difference.
No.
I didn't want to mess things up.
No, of course not.
This is a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't want to put them off before we even get there.
No, you're right. I'm just so disappointed.
Yeah, so am I.
The thought of having to stay here.
But once they've moved out there, I'll try again. Maybe they'll see things differently.
No, but that'll be weeks. Weeks of everyone muttering and pointing.
Yeah, I know.
Weeks of having to see Will. I'm not seeing him today. I can't face it.
But it's his afternoon to have George.
I don't care. We'll go out.
But,
He thinks he's got me right where he wants me. Well, he's wrong.
All right, we'll take George for a little outing then.
Ed, I can't stay here.
That's all right. I've said we'll go out.
No. I mean, even if you can't start your job, I don't want to stay here. We've got to go.
Look, I know how you feel. I feel the same, but Andrew's not going to change his mind.
We could go anyway.
What, to France?
Yeah. Why not? Find a place to stay, just somewhere temporary.
Well, I suppose we could, but...
Yeah, get some temporary work too. That wouldn't be hard, not coming up to Christmas. Oh, it's what we were going to do anyway when we first got together.
Yeah.
Oh, Ed, please. I just can't bear it.
I know.
The way Will is, who knows what will come up with next?
Well, he can't threaten us.
He can if we're not here. You don't want to stay, do you?
Well, why would I? What everyone's saying about us?
Oh, Ed.
I can't explain to him. I don't care about that test. I love George. I love you.
I know. And that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
We don't need to explain. Not if we get away from here. Oh, let's just go.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's.
Christmas is coming and the geese are getting fat.
Do you want this last bit of cheese?
Oh, no, it's all right, you have it. No pickle to go with it, is it?
No, I told Clary was running low.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot on her mind.
Yeah, well, we've all got a lot on our minds with Christmas coming up. Need to get the turkeys and geese sorted.
Well, ain't much to do, yeah. They're fattened in nicely.
Oh, you okay for the 14th?
Of course. I ain't going nowhere.
And Clary's got the okay from Pat, so we're set. I'll need to find some extra help this year and all.
Will you? Why?
Edward's not going to be helping pluck, is he?
Isn't he?
No, he's not.
Oh,
I don't want to talk about it.
No, all right. Where are you going to hang the birds?
In the container, of course.
Yeah, you've still got some cider barrels in there.
There's plenty of room. It's the best place for them. Nice and cold. And the rats can't get in.
No.
A lot to do. I've got orders for about half of them.
Oh, then it's too bad this early.
Oh, I'll be happier when I've got the lot spoken for. Don't want to rely on last-minute sales.
Well, there shouldn't be no problem. Nice, fresh, high-quality birds.
I've got some logs to take round Gleeblin's. I'll see if I can pick up a few orders there.
Yeah, good idea.
And then there's the ollie and the mistletoe. I'll mention that at the same time.
Yeah. I suppose you won't have Edward to help with that neither.
I'll manage.
No, it's really getting carried down the way you are about him.
I can't help it. What he's done, I can't help it.
I know, but...
I told you, I don't want to talk about it. Don't worry about Clary. I've got a nice surprise planned for her.
Have you?
Yeah. Taking her out to a posh restaurant tonight for our anniversary.
Oh, she knows about that.
Well, I know she knows. I'm saying that's what I'm going to tell her about my surprise. Should really perk her up.
That's right, George, go on. Throw it. There! The ducks really like it, don't they, hey?
Hello, love.
You're right, Mum? Not at work?
Pat said I could take the afternoon off.
Are you feeling all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. No, but we ain't that busy. Bit of a lull before the Christmas rush.
Oh, right.
And your dad's taken me out tonight. She thought I might like the time.
We have your anniversary. Did you get our card?
Oh, yes, thank you, love. It was nice of you to remember.
Of course I remembered.
And it was such a pretty one.
Yeah, Emma chose it.
Did she?
We've got a little present for you as well.
You didn't need to do that.
Well, we wanted to. But we weren't sure. But, I mean, we didn't know when it would be a good time.
No, that's all right. No, I could come and collect it if you like. Maybe that'd be best.
Yeah, maybe it would.
So you ain't at work neither?
No, same as you. None of them could manage without me.
Oh.
He reckoned I was due some time off for looking after the farm while he was away, so...
That's good of him.
Yeah, he's a good bloke. Mm. And it worked out well. Got a lot of things to do. Well, Emma wanted to go to Borchester, and it's easier without George, really.
Oh, yeah, it's getting really crowded. He's enjoying himself, isn't he?
I think so. What do the ducks say, George? Quack, 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 quack.
He's such a cheery little chap, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's got a really sunny nature.
He reminds me of you at the same age.
Does he?
Yeah. William was a serious one, but you was always smart. Oh, I'm sorry, love. I didn't mean to.
That's all right, love.
I wasn't thinking.
It don't matter.
No, I should have thought.
The test result. It doesn't make any difference to me at all.
Doesn't it?
No. I still love him just the same.
I can see that.
I love him. I look after him. I want to be with him. I'm his dad.
Yeah.
And Emma wants me to be.
Yeah, she's made that pretty clear.
We're a family, Mum. I know this is hard for you.
Well, it don't matter about me.
I know what Dad thinks. You know, I know whose side he's on.
And it ain't a question of size.
But whatever anyone thinks, me, George, and Emma, we're a family. There's nothing going to change that.
Thanks for giving me a hand with this, Ruth.
That's all right.
Bert and I didn't get the chance to get out to the sheep this morning, and I wanted him to get the yard scraped down this afternoon.
I'd rather be fought in silage than doing that.
Yeah.
It's held up well this year, hasn't it?
The silage, yes. Thank goodness.
Mm. Oh, I meant to tell you, Linda rang.
Oh, not again.
I think she's still hoping you'll change your mind.
Well, it's not just up to me. We had the committee meeting and it's fixed.
I know.
We're not posting the notice till next Wednesday and that's final.
Well, that's what I told her.
So, it'll be in the new year.
I told her it would give her more time to plan a campaign.
Well, you didn't have to go that far.
It got her off the phone. I'll get the gate.
Thanks, love.
Although, I don't know where she's going to get the time to run for the council and do the Christmas show.
Well, you know Linda. She's never happy unless she's got about 50 projects on the go.
Oh, David, can you remind me? I must talk to Eddie about a turkey. Now we know we're definitely staying here for Christmas.
Yeah, sure. Oh, look, you can leave that one open.
OK.
Everyone seemed fine about us not going to Lower Loxley till the afternoon, though, didn't they?
Yeah. And they all know that we already got it planned, what with Mum coming down.
Yeah, I know. Still, it's going to be a tough one for Nigel, isn't it? And Lewis.
Yeah. Christmas is always such a terrible time to lose someone close to you.
Yeah. Well, we'll all just have to be on top form for them, won't we? Go up, let's get these sheep fed.
It was nice of you to come round, love.
Didn't think anyone would be in. I was just going to push the car through the door and leave the present on the step.
It's very kind of you.
Well, something to celebrate, isn't it? Staying married.
Oh, William.
Only Dad was cleverer than me. Chose someone he could trust.
I don't know what to say to you.
Do you know what happened yesterday, Mum? When I went round to collect George?
Oh, you didn't have another row with Emma.
They weren't there. They'd gone out.
But you always have George Sunday afternoons. Even before...
Yeah, I know. I thought the test results would make a difference.
Oh, no, you didn't.
The only difference it seemed to make is she's more determined than ever that I'm not going to see my son.
You have to talk to her, William.
I tried, Mum. I tried, and what happened? She threw me out.
The results was a shock for her, too.
Are you asking me to feel sorry for her?
I'm just saying, you have to try to see things from her point of view.
Well, why should I?
Because it might help.
I don't need to. George is my son, and I'm entitled to see him.
Oh, yes, love, I know, and you're right. And I know it's difficult for you.
Difficult?
But you have to deal with the situation as it is.
No, I don't. I have to change it.
Oh, William, listen to me.
Why are you on Ed's side?
I'm not. I never said nothing about Edward.
Well, you didn't have to. Why do you always take his side in this?
Hello, son. Oh. Nice to see you.
William's brought us a card and a present today, isn't that kind of him?
Yes, it is. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Dad.
What are you doing back so early, love?
Pat said I could take the afternoon off.
Oh, get ready for the evening's festivities, eh?
Well, are you going out?
Yeah, I'm taking your mum for a slap-up meal.
Oh, that's nice.
And I've got a little surprise planned too.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. So, any road, how are things with you, son?
Oh, they've been better.
He means...
I can speak for myself, Mum. It's just after we got the test results last week.
Well, you thought it would all be sorted, so did I.
Yeah, just seems to have made things worse.
Yeah. Well, you've got your brother to thank for that.
You don't have to tell
me. Eddie, please.
It's the truth, love. If he'd done the decent thing...
Decent? Ed? They wouldn't even let me see George yesterday.
That's disgraceful. You need to do something about that.
Eddie, you're not helping.
Don't you think he's entitled to see his own child?
Of course I do, but they
don't worry, Dad. They're not going to get away with it. You know, I should be getting on.
I'll stop for a cup of tea.
No, I've got to get back to the birds. Oh, by the way, Dad, I was thinking, you're going to be a bit short-handed when it comes to doing the turkeys, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
What? Oh.
Well, I can take a day off work if you need a hand.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. Don't want to leave you to cope on your own, Mum.
Oh, well, no, thank you.
That's a kind offer, William. Very thoughtful of you.
That's all right. Families have got to stick together, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Oh, thank goodness I've got one son I can rely on. Oh, hang on, I'll walk you to your van.
He's a great-looking animal.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's taken well to the halter.
Good.
Mind you, put the hours in.
Let's hope it pays off.
Yeah.
When are the other two off to the abattoir?
Oh, next week.
So that's three. Should be enough.
Yeah. Bit extra for the Christmas sales and the usual freezer packs.
Maybe I should think about having a joint of beef instead of a turkey.
What, for Christmas lunch?
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Well, you could have both. Oh, did I tell you I'd got confirmation of the delivery date for the new bridge?
Oh, great. I'll give Christine a ring and tell her.
You was a long time?
Just having a bit of a chat with my son.
Oh, yeah? What about?
Arrangements for killing the turkeys.
Oh, that.
Nice of him to offer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it were.
Like I said, good thing we've got one son we can rely on.
I do wish you hadn't said that in front of William.
Why not? It's the truth.
He's bitter enough about Edward as it is.
Do you blame him?
No, of course not. Just don't think it helps.
To show him we're on his side? You're wrong. He needs our support.
Does it have to be a question of sides?
Yes, it does. Oh, and whose fault is that? Edward's. If he's done the decent thing...
He is.
You are joking.
You think he should have just walked away from George and Emma?
Yes, I do.
He loves them. He's standing by them. I think that's decent.
It's selfish. He can't admit he's lost.
It's not a game, Eddie. George isn't some trophy.
No, he's not. He's our William's son.
But Edward loves him just as much as if he were his father. If you could have seen him today...
He's been round.
No, would he dare? No, I saw him in the village. He'd taken Georgie to feed the ducks.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference, of course.
It might have made a difference to the way you feel if you'd seen them together.
Oh, I did.
How loving he was.
He's got no right to be loving his brother's child.
Well, he does. You've got to see things the way they are.
I am. William is George's father.
Oh.
It doesn't matter how many times Edward takes him to feed the ducks. Him getting involved is just going to make it harder for George. But of course, Edward wouldn't think of that.
Oh, how can you say that?
He doesn't think about anyone else except himself.
That's
never has.
Not true.
Oh, it's our anniversary, Clara. I wanted it to be a special day for you.
Oh, no.
Look at us. At each other's throats. And all because of him. You should have walked away, Clary. Edward should have gone.
Alan and Dusha are doing some Christmas shopping.
How did
just never know what to get Mabel for Christmas. That's why I wanted to start early.
Early?
Oh, am I not then?
I've got a colleague at work who's finished and wrapped it all.
Oh, grief. Anyway, of course, now I have you to advise me. So, Mabel?
How about a pashmina?
A shawl? Isn't that a bit old granny-ish?
Well, you don't need to wear them like a shawl. They're lovely.
I'll take your word for it.
Rather Mabel's style, I think. She could carry one off.
If you say so.
Plus, it'll keep her nice and warm.
Well, sounds ideal. But where are we going to find them?
We're standing next to them.
Is that what these are? I did wonder.
Alan.
You see, I knew it was a good idea to consult you.
Well, I don't know what colours you like, so you'd better start looking.
It's a lot to choose from.
That's what I like about this shop.
Well, do you think it'd be a good place to find a present for Amy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can help me choose that, too, then.
Oh, well, that's a bit different. You must have some idea of what she wants.
Oh, yeah, an iPod.
Of course.
I'd like to buy a little surprise, too.
But I'll do my best. Ooh, this is pretty.
Yep, yeah, nice and bright. Mabel likes bright colours.
And this purple's lovely, too.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Have you said anything to Amy yet?
About her present? Well, she's made it pretty clear that she...
About us?
Well, no. As I said, I want to find the right moment.
I understand that, but do you think she'll mind?
Well, to be honest with you, Usha, I just don't know. I've never had a serious girlfriend before. Not since her mum died.
Oh, I'm a serious girlfriend, am I?
Very, very serious.
I thought we were trying to be discreet.
Well, did you do it?
Yeah, hands all booked.
Oh, Georgie, isn't that great?
Yeah, we're all set for next Wednesday.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I got the train tickets for Dover as well.
Fantastic.
Now, while I was online, it seemed sensible.
Well, nobody saw you, did they?
No, don't worry, no one took any notice of me.
Right, well, now we've got the tickets sorted. There's still all George's stuff to organise.
Yeah, you need a ferry for yourself, don't you, mate?
Well, it's going to be hard. I mean, we can't really pack to the last minute.
Well, why not?
I suppose Mum drops in unannounced. If she finds me, here surrounded by suitcases.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Oh, I wish I could tell her. It's terrible having to deceive people. Oh, but after what happened with Will, we got to keep it secret.
No, I know it's important that no one finds out what we're planning.
Oh, it's more than important. It's not going to work if anyone knows.
Well...
And it's got to work. It's our only chance of being happy.
Yeah, I realise that, but...
But what?
Couldn't I at least tell Oliver?
Oliver? No, Ed, you couldn't.
Well, I think that's most of her letters sorted.
Well done. I didn't realise Mummy was such a devoted correspondent.
Most of them are from the old days. They were quite a lot from your father.
Yes. I suppose there would be.
Well, I haven't read them, of course. I don't just check the signature.
Lewis, it's all right.
Oh, it seems wrong somehow. And such an invasion of Julia's privacy.
No, you mustn't see it like that. We have to do this.
Oh, it's good of you to let me.
It's good of you to help me. I've made a start. If you'd like to take a look through those scrapbooks...
Yes, of course.
I can investigate the contents of this shoebox.
Oh, I hope it's not more shoes. It was a good thing we had Ellen and Elizabeth to help us with the clothes.
No, it's mainly papers, by the look of it. Letters and things.
Yes, I had no idea Julia had such a huge wardrobe.
No.
And I wouldn't have known where to start if I'd been on my own.
There's an awful lot of letters from the same person in here.
Oh?
Yeah. Someone called Eunice.
Eunice? Well, I don't remember Julia talking about a Eunice.
Neither do I. Looks like they were in some show together. Well, there's some reviews in here, too. Look, here you are.
Mm, thank you.
Huh. Sounds like they were great charms. Sad, isn't it, how you lose touch with people?
Yes. Nigel, these reviews, they're actually very good.
Are they?
Yes. Now, look at this. Promising young talent, lights up the stage, hope to see more from this new star.
And this is Mummy, not this Eunice.
Oh, she's mentioned, but not in such glowing terms. No, look. But, you know, I feel quite bad now. I mean, much as I adored her, I always took Julia's theatrical stories with, well, a pinch of salt.
Oh, don't worry, we all did.
Yeah, but still, I don't remember her ever mentioning this production.
I think I can guess why. Look at the date.
Is that significant?
I think so. She was engaged to Daddy by then. It's not long before they got married.
Oh, I see.
This might have been the last show she was ever in.
Yes.
Oh, poor Mummy. She often said she gave up a promising career to be with us.
Oh, she was very happy here, Nigel. Lower Loxley was her life. Your father, you, Camilla. Oh, I don't think she really had regrets.
It's still sad. I mean, if that's why she lost touch with this Eunice. They seem like they were such good friends.
Well, these things happen. And I suppose Eunice may even be dead now, too.
I suppose. But if she's not, well, she doesn't know, does she?
About Julia?
No, not just that. No, how much she meant to Mummy. That she kept these letters all those years.
I'm sure she'll have her own memories.
Yes. Of a time I never knew.
Is he asleep?
Yeah, good as gold. Yeah, it's lucky he's such a placid baby.
Yeah, he is.
It'll make the travelling easier for him.
Yeah. Look, Emma, about what we said.
I told you, no.
Well, you didn't even think about it.
There's nothing to think about.
Well, are we even going to discuss it?
I don't like us having arguments in front of George.
You're already asleep now. I don't think you're being fair.
Who to?
Me or Oliver.
And am I being fair to Mum and Dad?
Yeah, I know how you feel about that. It's just with Oliver. After all he's done for me...
I know what he's done for you, Ed.
If I told him, he wouldn't tell anyone. I know he wouldn't.
Well, not even Caroline.
Oh.
See? Well, of course he'd tell her. You'd tell me, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
She's Will's godmother. We're planning to take George out of the country. Do you really think she'd stand by and let that happen?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I don't like it either, but it's what we got to do.
I just feel terrible, you know? Sneaking away, leaving him in the lurch.
Ed, do you think it's easy for me? Do you think I don't wish we could tell people?
Oh, no.
I wish we could be honest about this.
We are doing the right thing, aren't we?
Yeah. We are, you know we are.
Yeah, I do.
Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. When I think about Clary...
Yeah.
But we've got no choice.
Alan, fancy seeing you here.
Oh, Elizabeth. Hello.
I presume you're buying Amy a Christmas present.
Yes, yes, that's right. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Nigel and Lewis?
Yeah, keeping busy. Yeah. I think that helps.
Yeah. Well, you know that if there's anything more I can
do... I've got you a whole basketful, so there should be something. Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Oh, what a surprise. Giving Alan a helping hand. That's right.
Look, there's a couple of things I can pick up from upstairs. Why don't I leave you two to talk?
Good idea.
Right.
You can always call us if you need any help.
Yes.
Poor Alan, I shouldn't tease him.
No, I'm doing all my good work. Took all my powers of persuasion to get him in here in the first place.
A vicar in ladies' lingerie. Shock horror.
But it seemed to be what Amy'd like for Christmas.
And gives you a chance to point out what you'd like too.
You know.
Yeah. You've told me.
Well, I would have told you myself, but with everything else you had on your hands...
I'm very happy for you.
I didn't think the news would get round so quickly. Alan was hoping to keep things quiet for a little longer, but... Well, that's enough about us. How are you, really?
I'm all right. It's the others I worry about.
I'm sure it is.
I don't think Lily and Freddie really understand what's happened.
I don't suppose they do.
And Nigel and Lewis are sorting out Julia's things.
Oh, that must be hard for them.
It has to be done, I'm afraid.
Of course.
I just felt... so bad leaving him. He found something earlier that quite upset him.
Oh, dear.
It was nice in a way. It's a box of letters from an old friend of Julia's. Reviews of a show they were in.
It must have meant a lot to Julia if she kept them all this time.
Well, that's what Nigel thinks. He wants to track this friend down and give them to her. He's convinced that's what Julia would have wanted.
The thing to do is to make a list.
That's a good idea.
Start with the important documents.
Well, documents?
Yeah, passports. George's passport.
It's lucky we got him one, wasn't it? When we were thinking about going away before.
Oh, yeah, it was. Right, you find it, then I can put everything important all together in a folder.
Very efficient.
Yeah, that's what my dad does. Says if they're all safely in one place, it stops you panicking.
Yeah, until you lose the folder.
Oh, who's that? Oh, it's Will.
You're not going to answer it?
Oh, he'll only be complaining about not getting to see George on Sunday. Oh, I don't want to get into that again.
Well, he's just going to keep ringing.
Well, I can put a stop to that. There. That should give him the message.
What are you going to do about Thursday? Are you going to let him see George then?
Oh, I hadn't thought. I don't know. I don't want to.
Oh, no. But if you don't, he's just going to cause even more trouble.
Well, let him.
But he's bound to come round here to have a hell with you, isn't he?
I wish I didn't have to think about it.
You won't. Not after next week. We don't want him getting suspicious, though, do we?
Or turning up unexpectedly. Good point.
Maybe you should just let him see George as normal.
Yeah, you're right. We can't take any chances.
No, I know it's hard for you, but...
Oh,
is that him?
Yeah.
He's not going to give up.
No. Well, if it's only another week, I suppose I can stand it. Will. Yeah, sorry about that. No, it was just, Well, if you like. Yeah, okay. How about tomorrow afternoon?
Linda is feeling rather left out.
Sorry I'm a bit late, Linda.
Oh, you're cutting it a bit fine, Roy. I thought Krisha was doing this shift anyway.
Yeah, she is. I'm just covering her for a couple of hours. She's got doctor's appointment.
Ah, nothing serious, I hope.
No, she's getting a flu jab. She's a bit asthmatic.
Well, I'm going to have to rush off, I'm afraid. I've got auditions to get to.
It's okay. I can manage. She's not going to hang about in Borchester. I told her I need to be off by six.
Are you going out?
Yeah, just for a drink with Will.
Oh, poor Will. How is he?
Well...
Harry looks dreadful. And Joe. I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah.
I thought I'd order a goose off Eddie this Christmas to show them my support.
Well, I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
An extra large one, actually. Coriander and her boyfriend are coming for Christmas.
Oh, that'll be nice for you.
Yes, it would be even nicer if I knew if Leonie was planning to join us. But she never lets us in on her plans until the last moment, as if I don't have enough to do.
Mum's really looking forward to having Brenda back.
I'm sure she is. Oh, poor Clary. What's Christmas going to be like for her?
Hard.
Do you think there's any chance of Will and Emma getting back together? I mean, now it's been proved he's George's father.
I really don't know. So, any ongoing problems that need dealing with?
Right, of course. Number 32 is still complaining he hasn't got enough blankets.
Well, didn't the housekeeping send him some extra?
Oh, yes, but he wants more.
Oh, well, I'll see to it. Anything else?
The bath towels are too small.
Never just one thing, is it? Okay, you get off then.
Just trying to find my list.
What, for Christmas?
No, campaign issues for the parish council.
I thought the election wasn't until the new year.
Exactly. Gives me a lot of time to campaign. Where is it?
Is this it?
Ah.
Traffic calming, parish lightened. Should you really be doing this while you're at work?
With all my commitments, Roy, I have no choice but to multitask. But
that's not really the
now,
point.
Now, what do you think of the state of the village pond?
But... I haven't really given it much thought.
Well, you should. I want to bring these vital issues before the people.
Do you think this is a very good time to do it? Just before Christmas, when he'll be so busy?
Well, I'm busy, but I still find time to put the requirements of the village before my own. And Christmas is the perfect time to forget oneself and focus on the wants and needs of your fellow man.
Well, that's very selfless of you, Linda, but...
No, not at all. I just hope that the rest of the village shares my feeling of Christmas spirit and comes along to my auditions today. I didn't suppose I could interest you in taking a turn, could I, Roy?
We need to sort things out about George properly.
I know. You'd better sit down, then.
Oh, all right.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Not really. Has George been okay?
Yeah. Look at him. He's fine, fast asleep.
Right. Emma, what do you think you're playing at?
Please, Will. I thought we were going to try and have a reasonable conversation.
Do you think it was reasonable, you being out when I came to collect him on Sunday?
No, it wasn't. I shouldn't have done that.
No, you shouldn't. I'm entitled to see him.
I know you are. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, good.
Well, it won't happen again.
No. So should we have this proper conversation about me seeing him more often?
If you like.
It's not a question of what I like. I wanted to talk about it last week. You were the one
who... It was just the shock, all right? I've calmed down a bit now.
Good. So about me having him overnight?
Right. Yeah, well, I thought, how about this Saturday?
This Saturday coming?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Great.
I'll kind of make up for missing seeing him on Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And if that goes well...
Well, why wouldn't it?
No reason. Look, don't make this difficult for me, Will. I was going to say, if that went well...
Yeah?
Maybe you could have him next Wednesday night.
As well?
Yeah. Makes sense. Pick him up about 8. You have him on Thursdays anyway.
That's not instead of me having him tomorrow, though.
No, of course not.
Well, he's just checking.
Come for him as usual tomorrow. Come a bit early if you like. I've got things to do.
Oh, sorry I'm a little late, everybody.
A little?
I'll be with you all in a moment. I just need to get my list sorted.
Auditions, 4 o'clock, village hall. That's what it said on your notice.
I know it did.
It's gone 4:15.
Yes, I know. I said I'm sorry. Be with you shortly.
So what's your excuse then?
Well, I'm quite busy at the moment with work and my campaign for the parish council.
So, 4 o'clock, it said on the notice.
And I have rather stepped into the breach here, actually.
Oh, well, you know, you appreciate that.
I've come straight from work. I was as quick as I could be.
Well, you're here now. I suppose that's something.
And I suppose you were here on the dot of 4.
Oh, of course.
And were there more people here then?
Oh, yeah, they got tired of waiting.
Well, I'm not so very late. I really think that under the circumstances they might...
Well, it don't take much to put folks off, does it? When the director can't even be bothered to turn up on time.
Yeah, the lists were already disappointing. I was hoping more people might just turn up on spec.
Now, if you want my opinion...
Not at the moment, Joe.
It's that they don't know what they're letting themselves in for.
Well, I don't understand.
Yeah, neither do they. The spirit of Christmas, that's... Well, what's that supposed to mean, eh?
I should have thought that was self-evident.
Well, it is.
It's a seasonal review. I'm aiming for something sophisticated, light, original, a mixture of entertainments combining the talents of the village with a festive theme.
Oh, right. Because now some folks think it's all going to be ghost stories.
Oh, really? Is that likely?
Well, of course, if it was, I could do you me John Breyer, the proper version.
No, that won't be necessary. No, please don't go. I'll be with you in a minute. Really, Joe, I must get on.
Well, ain't you going to start with me?
I don't know. Let me look at my list.
I was Scrooge, after all. Folks who come along to the show might be disappointed if I think I ain't going to be in it this
year. Well, you'll still need to audition along with everyone else.
That suits me. I got something really special for you.
All right, go on then, up you go.
Well, you want me to get up on the stage?
Yes, please.
Well, maybe rheumatism's playing me
then
up.
Then maybe you shouldn't be trying out for the show at all. I don't want to.
All right.
We're going to start the auditions with Joe, ladies and gentlemen, but I can assure you that I'll be with you all before too long.
After all, I was Ebenezer Scrooge
last
year.
Yes, all right. Go on then, please, Joe.
Well, you're in for a treat. 'Tis Christmas Day in the workhouse.
Hello, darling. Would you like a cup of tea? I've just made it.
Oh, yes, please.
So how's the search going?
Going very well, actually. I didn't think it'd be this easy.
Well, neither did I. Didn't seem much to go on, just a name and a very old address.
Thank goodness for the internet, eh?
Yeah, I've been glued to it. Here you are.
Thank you. This is important to me, Lizzie.
I know it is.
I can't even really explain why.
It doesn't matter. So, what have you found out, Sherlock?
Well, you know, there were quite a lot of entries for Eunice when I typed her name into the search engine.
Yeah, she'd made quite a name for herself, hadn't she? I mentioned her to Dad, and he thinks he vaguely remembers her.
Really? So, I got onto the theatre where she did her last production.
Well, that must have been some time ago.
It was. But she made an impression on one of the young stage managers and took him under her wing.
Oh, I like the sound of this, Eunice.
Yes. I can see why Mummy was so fond of her.
You're not telling me the stage manager was still working there?
No, he went on to much better things. Well, he's a big name in television now.
Oh.
The theatre was very proud of him, so he was quite easy to track down.
But not to speak to, I shouldn't have thought.
I mentioned Eunice's name to his PA, and they put me straight through.
Good Lord.
He still goes to visit her.
So she's still alive? Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, yes. Yes, she lives in an old people's home just outside London. I'm going to go and see her, Lizzie.
Yes, I thought you would.
And give her the box. Let her know how much it meant the Mummy.
Of course. Do you want me to come with you?
That's very sweet of you, but... I think this is something I'd like to do on my own.
I understand.
For Mummy's sake.
Thank you for your time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll let you know. Oh, Joe, you still here?
Yes, I am. I want a word.
Oh, I thought you might.
I still don't see why I can't do Christmas Day in the workhouse.
Joe, I told you why. It's not the kind of thing I want.
It's very moving.
And I want to send people out with a song in their heart and a spring in their step.
Christmas and all mistletoe and mince pies, you know. Not for everybody.
I know.
Well, some folk might not be feeling very Christmassy this Christmas.
I understand. Truly I do, Joe.
People need reminding that there's still a lot to be thankful for. Might even make them show a bit of Christmas spirit themselves.
No, I agree. But wouldn't you rather do that with something a little more uplifting? To make people remember what Christmas is supposed to be about?
Well, I suppose, yeah.
Well, would you try something else for me? Something I'd like you to read?
Maybe. What is it?
It's a poem.
A poem? Oh, no, I don't know about that.
I'd really like you to take part this year, Joe.
You would?
Of course. If you bring the sensitivity you brought to your portrayal of Scrooge...
Oh, well, there's no harm in trying, I suppose.
Good.
Well, what is this poem any wrote?
It's called The Oxen by Thomas Hardy. Here you are.
You want me to get up on the stage again?
No, no, not this time. Just read it for me. When you're ready.
Christmas Eve and 12 of the clock. Now they are all on their knees.
So, went all right then?
Yeah, I suppose it did.
Sounds like it. Did she agree to you seeing George overnight?
Yeah, that was good. I just didn't expect her to give in so easily. Just didn't ring true somehow.
You think she's up to something?
I do. But don't know what.
No.
I mean, what could she be up to? She's letting me see more of George.
Well...
What?
She could be trying to keep you sweet.
Why? She's never bothered before. In fact... Oh, I see what you mean. What, stop me getting suspicious?
Well, yeah. You've got to watch her.
I have.
I mean... When things were bad between me and Kate...
Yeah?
Well, you never know what they're going to do next.
Well, that's just how it is with Emma.
I mean, before I knew it, she was planning to take Phoebe out of the country.
You think that's what Emma's going to do? Take George?
Oh, look, I didn't say that. Calm down. It's just an example.
Yeah.
I mean, just saying you might be right. I mean, Emma could be up to something.
But not that.
Well.
Where could they go? I mean, who'd want them?
Well, that's true. Except...
What?
Ed did put that ad in Farmers Weekly, didn't he? Saying he was looking for work.
You think someone's offered him a job?
Well, it's possible. And Oliver would give him good references.
And they go. Just like that.
Will, you don't know that. All I'm saying is it might be worth checking out.
I'll do that, all right. And not taking George away from me.
Will's worried about what Emma's up to.
So, where is it they're going?
The Trent. Somewhere near Nottingham, I think. For the carp, you see.
What, for the whole weekend?
Oh, yeah.
They wanted you to come too, did they?
Yeah, Mike did ask.
Oh, I see.
Nice of him. Thought I might like to get away for a bit.
Yes, of course.
And I would. But not to sit on some damp, drafty riverbank.
I'm surprised it appealed to Tony.
He's quite a keen fisherman, isn't he? Mm. And besides...
Hi, Neil. David.
Oh. Hi, Will.
Hi, Will.
All right if I join you?
Yeah, of course it is.
I'm just grabbing a sandwich before I go and collect George.
Oh. Well, you are having him this afternoon, then.
Yeah, I usually do.
Yeah, I know, but, well, that'd be nice for both of you. Hmm?
Yeah, it will.
You don't seem to have grabbed a drink to go with your sandwich, mate.
What? Oh, no, I haven't. That was daft.
Well, don't worry, I'll get you one.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, it's my round anyway. Same again, Neil.
Oh, yes, thanks. I heard you didn't get to see George on Sunday.
No, I didn't.
I told her she shouldn't mess you about like that.
Did you? Oh, thanks.
I told her what I thought.
I just wondered. There was a big change yesterday from where she was last week.
Oh. Well, I'm pleased to hear it.
A big change.
Well, I doubt it's got anything to do with me. She's just worked it out for herself.
You reckon?
Emma's not prone to taking my advice, but you can usually count on her to see sense in the end. Usually.
Well, something's changed. She even said I could pick up George a bit early.
Oh, well, that's good.
Said you got things to do?
Christmas shopping, I expect.
Suits me.
Yeah, of course. Naturally, you want to see him as much as you can.
The less time he spends in that caravan, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's not that bad.
That's not a good place for a baby.
Emma's made it quite cosy for him.
Surprised she's got no plans to move out.
Well, I'm sure she'd like to, but...
But they haven't mentioned moving.
No, like I said, they can't afford it, well...
Maybe they could, if they'd found a new job.
He's lucky to have a job at all. It's only Oliver Sterling who'd put up with him.
Well, he was looking. Put an ad in Farmers Weekly.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. One of his daft ideas.
Nothing came of it?
Yeah, I doubt it. But I can't say I've been having many cosy chats with your brother lately.
I'm sorry to disturb you at work, love.
Oh, that's all right.
It's about tonight.
Oh, yes, it's still okay for me to come round?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
Oh, dear, tired of me already.
Of course not. It's just I thought Amy would be out. Only she's just texted to say she'd be coming home after all.
But
I still want to see you, of course, but I thought perhaps we could go out and see a film, maybe. Have a meal.
Well, if that's what you'd like.
Was that a problem?
But of course not. It just seems a bit silly, that's all. The way we're avoiding Amy.
I wouldn't say we're avoiding her.
Oh, come on. It's nearly as bad as when Mabel and Satya were staying.
Nothing could be that bad. Do you really think it's silly?
Just a bit.
I'm sorry. I know I should have found time to talk to her about us.
Well, are you quite sure that's the right way to go about it?
Well, I need to tell her.
She needs to know, of course, but... Oh, you're making such a big thing of it.
Why, it's a big thing.
Then maybe that's all the more reason to approach it gradually.
How do you mean?
Just let her notice. See how she reacts.
What's an idea?
Why don't I just come round this evening like we planned and we can play it by ear?
I suppose it wouldn't hurt to try.
You can trust me to be tactful.
Well, I love that. Yeah, let's give it a go. Why not?
Good.
So what do you fancy for supper?
Nothing too much. I had a big lunch with Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, you said you might see her. How is she?
Okay, I think. We bumped into Linda while we were out.
Oh, dear. Did she demand you take to the stage for the Christmas show?
She didn't, actually. I think she was being sensitive because Elizabeth was there.
Oh, of course, yeah. I didn't think.
She was very sweet, actually. She's... obviously running herself ragged, what with the council and the show.
Oh, sure.
And I think she was a bit disappointed by how few people turned up to the auditions. So she's ended up putting herself forward to sing the 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, there's a surprise.
But actually, she was more concerned about how the Pargeters are.
Oh. Yeah, well, her heart's definitely in the right place.
Well, I thought so, so I sort of ended up offering to help her out.
What, you? Are you going on stage?
Goodness, no. I've just offered to be in charge of props, just to take the heat off Linda a bit.
I see.
You don't mind, do you?
No, I think it's very kind of you. Why should I mind?
Well, it'll eat into the time we have to spend together.
Yeah, I suppose it will.
Since you didn't want to get involved this year.
Yeah. Well, I might have been a bit hasty about that.
Oh, hello, Will. Hello, George.
Sorry to bother you.
Oh, that's all right, but I am just on my way out.
Oh, well, I won't keep you. I just wondered if you'd got a spare key to the caravan.
Oh, yeah, somewhere.
Only it's turned really chilly. I think George is going to need his fleecy blanket for his pushchair.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, love. I didn't realise you'd be back this early.
Yeah, it's this bug thing. Some of the lectures are down with it now.
Oh, I see. They cancelled classes.
Just while they sort out the cover. They said we could work from home.
Is that why you're not going out this evening as well?
Yeah. A couple of my friends have got it too.
Oh, What's a shame about your night out?
Guess we'll do it another time. Anyway, we can have a nice, cosy evening by the fire.
Yeah. Usha's coming round to supper, actually.
Oh, is she? Cool.
You don't mind?
Why would I mind? I like Usha.
But if you wanted a nice, cosy evening, just the two of us, well, I can always...
I didn't say anything about just the two of us.
Didn't you?
It's all in your head, Dad. Anyway, you've been seeing quite a lot of Usha recently.
I might not be seeing quite so much of her for a while.
Oh, why not?
She's volunteered to be the props mistress for Linda's show.
But that's all?
Well, Linda can be very demanding.
Yeah, but I'm sure Usha will cope. I mean, she seems like she can handle anything.
You think so?
Yeah. Bit of a high flyer, isn't she?
Yeah, I suppose. It'd be a good thing for Linda.
Yeah. And from the sounds of things, she's bitten off more than she can chew.
Yeah. I wonder if I was a bit hasty saying I wouldn't have anything to do with the Christmas show.
Here, let's sit by the fire and get you warm.
I did get rather chilly in Eunice's room.
So what's she like?
She's lovely. I can see why Mummy was so fond of her.
And do you remember Julia?
Oh, yes. She's bright as a button.
And was she pleased to see you?
Yes. Yes, she was. She recognised me.
How could she?
She said I looked just like my father. Such a handsome man.
Oh, of course. Yes, you would have known him.
Oh, yes, very much the confidant during Mummy's big romance. She told me all sorts of secrets.
Really?
Hmm.
Was she one of Julia's bridesmaids?
No, she wasn't in England. One of the big Hollywood directors came to see the show that she and Mummy were in. He was casting an English historical drama. Thought he might as well go for the real thing.
And he offered Eunice a part? Oh, how exciting.
No. He offered it to Mummy.
To Julia? But she never said.
She turned it down. To marry Daddy.
And Eunice went instead? Oh, Nigel, they didn't quarrel over it.
Oh, far from it. No, Mummy was very happy for Eunice. She said she didn't need her Hollywood dreams anymore. She'd got them in real life.
How sweet. I still can't believe Julia never mentioned it.
Yes. Well, and that's when they lost touch. Not because they quarrelled. But Mummy was newly married and here, and Eunice was trying to establish herself in the States. They just didn't have time to write. They did meet once more. When Eunice came home.
America didn't work out for her?
Not really. And the theatre was always her first love. So, she found her way back to the West End.
And Julia came to see her?
Yes. She'd got something she wanted Eunice to see.
What?
Me. Look, she gave me this photo.
Is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Oh.
Mummy took me to a matinee.
You were so little.
I was very good, apparently. I loved the lights and the costumes. I even clapped at the end. Oh. Mummy was very proud of me. She told Eunice... She told Eunice it was obvious. I had the theatre in my blood, just like her.
Oh, Nigel.
No, it's all right, Lizzie. I'm not sad. Far from it.
Really?
Yes. I always wondered... Well, Mummy was... I thought... If she gave all that up for me, she must have wondered sometimes if I was worth it.
No, of course she didn't.
No, she didn't. When we came to see her play, Mummy told Eunice... She told her she'd never been so happy in her life.
Oh, you can see that in the photo. See how she loved you.
And I loved her. I'm going to miss her so much.
There we go, George. We're in. Now you just sit there while I have a little look round. Oh, this looks promising. Good job your mum's so tidy and efficient. Everything important in one folder. That's usual. Here's your passport, George. I might just hang on to that. Better safe than sorry. Now. Well, well. Someone was daft enough to offer her a job then. In France? George, they were going to take you off me. They were going to take you to... Don't you worry, Georgie boy. You're going nowhere.
Alan's had an overnight guest.
Usha, what are you doing here?
Well, good morning to you too.
Well, I'm sorry. I just wasn't Did you stay the night?
No, I always make dawn calls in Amy's pyjamas and dressing gown. You need some coffee.
But when I went to bed, you said you were just leaving when you and Amy had finished your conversation.
But we went on talking for hours, so Amy very kindly suggested I stay.
Did she?
Made up the bed in the spare room, lent me some night clothes. What a nice girl she is.
Isn't she? Well, I'll get you some breakfast and then you can have a shower.
Oh, I can't eat anything yet.
Well, I just thought...
No, I need at least 3 cups of coffee before I can contemplate food.
Do you?
I'm not a morning person.
I can see that.
You'll just have to get used to it, I'm afraid.
I was only thinking... Well, you don't want to be late for work, do you?
Oh, I'm working at home today.
I see.
Just as well, really.
Yes.
Oh, I had such a good time last night.
Yeah, well, so did I, of course.
You see, you didn't have to worry about Amy at all.
No,
We got on like a house on fire, we really did.
I never thought you wouldn't.
And she seems perfectly at ease about us, so...
Darling, I would have driven you home. Would have only taken 5 minutes.
Alan, I was quite happy. I had a great time.
I know.
And you got so sleepy, poor love.
Yeah, well, I'm not a night person.
Uh-oh.
Well, you just have to get used to it, I'm afraid. If I don't get my 8 hours...
So I gathered.
Hi, Usha. You sleep okay?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Good. Hasn't Dad got you any breakfast yet?
Now, Usha doesn't eat breakfast, apparently.
Well, I didn't say that.
And she's got a lot of work to do at home this morning.
Well, I didn't say that either. There's no rush.
Dad always hits the ground running in the morning.
Well, I'm afraid I don't. I need my coffee.
Yeah, I'm the same. Only with meat's tea. Put the kettle on, Dad.
The wind's found me off this evening, so they can start fishing bright and early tomorrow morning.
In the dark?
It's good hours, I think.
Not my idea of a weekend away.
Tony's really excited. He hasn't been able to do much fishing since he hurt his back.
No.
And we've been so busy, he could do with a little break before the Christmas rush.
Yeah.
Mike feels the same. Betty ain't best pleased he's going. Isn't she? She gets lonely now Brenda's away. Ah, she should have gone with Mike. She could do with a break as well.
Yeah, she has been looking tired. Between you and me, I think she ain't very keen on these mates of his.
What's the matter with them?
Just didn't take to them.
They can't get up to much on a fishing trip, can they?
You wouldn't think so.
There we are. That should do it. You got anything special planned for the weekend?
Not really. Eddie wanted us to go away.
Did he?
Yeah, that was my anniversary surprise.
Oh, yeah, I meant to ask you about
He'd
that.
He'd arranged with our Rosie that we could go over and see her.
Didn't you want to? A bit of sea air might do you good.
Oh, I couldn't face it, Pat.
Oh, Clary.
She didn't know, you see, about the test results.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know how to tell her.
Well, I'm sure she'd understand how hard it is for you.
Well, I can't do it. Not yet. I'm still trying to take it all in myself.
I really do have to go now.
Okay. It's all right, Dad. I'll look after Usha.
Yeah, you get on, we're fine.
So, you'll go when Amy sets off for college, will you?
Seems sensible, okay. After we've had some breakfast.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll escort her safely off the premises.
No, I was just thinking about locking up and so on.
Yeah, right.
I'll go with Amy, don't worry.
So, that'll look quite respectable, won't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Have a good day, both of you.
Oh, unless you'd rather I found her a disguise.
Oh, is that what he was so jumpy about?
I'm afraid so. An attractive woman leaving the vicar's house at breakfast time? I mean, what will the parishioners think?
Good heavens.
I know, it's unbelievable, really. I mean, the 21st century.
No, it's just... It never crossed my mind.
And to be fair, it's not a situation he's ever had to deal with before.
Hasn't he?
No, not that his lady parishioners haven't tried.
Is that right? And did any of them...
No. But, you know, he's not bad looking for an old guy.
No, he's not. But I didn't realise I was getting involved with such a clerical heartthrob.
Oh, well, he didn't really notice. It took him a long time to... Well, there was my mum, you know?
Of course.
And then he was training to be a vicar.
Yeah.
And looking after me. And I guess it didn't leave much time for romance.
No.
Especially the looking after me bit.
It must have been hard.
It was... Well, a bit worrying, really.
How do you mean?
When I was little, I wanted him all to myself, of course.
That's only natural.
But now, I mean, I'm grown up.
Yeah.
And I'll be leaving home soon, probably. I just, well, I sometimes wonder how he'll cope.
Do you?
But then if he's found someone to keep him company, well, that's great.
I just don't see how it's going to work out.
It's early days yet, I suppose. They must all still be reeling from it.
They both love George, you see. William and Edward. That's the problem.
Yeah. And now it turns out that William is George's biological father.
Do you honestly think that matters so much?
Well...
You think that's a dreadful thing to say?
No, not at all.
But fathers, I mean, it's not as if they carry the child, eh?
You mean they don't have that physical bond?
Well, not till the baby's born. That's when their work starts. That's when they bond, isn't it? Their love comes out of being with the baby.
Maybe. But you said that's just how Will feels anyway.
But so does Edward. If you could see him with George.
I know.
I mean, some lads, well, after what you found out last week, it would have made a lot of difference.
Yeah. They might not even have stuck around.
But Edward doesn't care. He loves George just the same.
And Emma loves Ed.
Yeah, that's right. They're the family.
I see what you mean.
Oh, it breaks my heart, of course it does, to see William shut out of that, but well, there ain't no way back for him.
Well, not with Emma, maybe, but you can't expect him just to give George up.
Well, I don't. Of course I don't. I don't know what I want to happen.
No.
Eddie thinks Edward should just have walked away and then it would have been all right.
I don't know about that. Would have been simpler, I suppose.
Mm, but it didn't happen, and it ain't going to. Eddie's got to accept that.
Oh, hello, Alan. Back so soon?
Yeah, I forgot something.
Are you checking up on me?
No, of course not.
Or were you worried Amy was going to be telling me all your bad habits?
I haven't got any. Where is she?
Gone to have her shower.
Oh, good.
Then she's going to cook me this famous breakfast.
Right.
Oh, don't worry. When I do go, I'll leave very discreetly.
I wasn't worried about that.
Not much.
Well, perhaps just a little bit. It's never happened to me before, you see.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. It never even crossed my mind that was what was worrying you until Amy said.
Amy? Well, if she realised I was worried, she might have thought twice
about... Oh, don't be cross with her. She's been so nice to me.
I know.
Oh, you are a pair.
That was nice. What was that for?
You worry about her. She worries about you. It's sweet.
Well, she worries about me. Why?
She's worried about leaving you.
Leaving me? Oh, if she goes to uni... I want her to go.
Ah, she thinks... Well, she thinks you might be lonely without her.
Well, no parent finds it easy, but...
Because you've spent so much of your life looking after her.
Is that what she said?
More or less.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It's a joy looking after her. She's been my life. She needed me.
Well, maybe she doesn't need you in the same way anymore. Or she thinks she doesn't.
I never realised she felt like this.
Hard for her to say it to you, perhaps. She wouldn't want to hurt your feelings.
I suppose so, but
She told you.
And she told me because she's pleased that I've come along to distract you.
That's what you're doing, is it?
I'm trying, when you let me. Just to help Amy out, you know.
So you've got to make me happy now, have you?
Yeah. Well, it's a hard job, but some...
Not very hard. Not for you.
Oh, please, get a room.
I'm sorry, Pat. I didn't mean to go on like that.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
I want to talk about things, and then I think it's private family business, and I shouldn't.
Well, at least you didn't have to drop a vat of yoghurt this time.
No. What good does talking do?
It might help you.
No. Still can't see a way out of it. I've tried and I've tried.
Well, you're in an impossible position. You're doing all you can.
Which I thought I was.
You are.
If I could just talk Eddie round a bit.
Yeah, he has to see it for himself.
Or try and calm William down a bit.
Same thing. They've got to find their own way through this. There's only so much you can do.
If there is a way through.
Oh, Clary.
No, I've got to face it, Pat. There might not be.
Maybe you've just got to give it time.
That's what everyone says.
Well...
I don't see how that's going to change nothing.
You have to hope.
If this battle over George goes on, our family's going to be torn apart. It's as simple as...
Well, surely no one's going to want that.
I don't know. Sometimes I think they don't care no more. They're all so sure they're right.
Yeah, but it's not good for George.
Don't have to tell me that. But they all think that what they're doing is the best for him.
Yes, I know.
Especially William. He's so stubborn. There ain't no way he's going to give up.
No? It doesn't sound like him.
All this has changed him. He'd do anything to keep George now. Anything.
Is that what he said to you? Bringing his partner and baby? Well, she's my wife and that's my baby. I've got the DNA test to prove it if you want to see it. No, we're not divorced. Not yet. Well, I'm not surprised. He was running away to France with his brother's wife and his brother's child. Oh, yeah. I'm his brother. I just thought you ought to know the kind of scum you were thinking of employing. You don't want a kidnapper working for you. I don't know what else you'd call it. Planning to take a baby illegally out of the country and keep him from his rightful father. If you take my advice, you'll have nothing to do with him. Ed Grundy is trouble.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.